Unit 5. Literature. Pages 112 to 114.
A Secret for Two by Quentin Reynolds. Part 1. Montreal is a large city, but like all large cities, it has some very small streets, like Prince Edward Street, which is only 4 blocks long. No one knew Prince Edward Street as well as Pierre Dubin, who had been delivering milk to the families on the street for 30 years. During the past 15 years, a large white horse named Joseph drew Pierre's milk wagon. Pierre liked the horse from the moment he first saw him. "That is a kind horse, a gentle and faithful horse," Pierre said, "and I can see a beautiful soul shining out of his eyes. I will call him Joseph." Within a year, Joseph knew the milk route as well as Pierre. Pierre always said that he didn't need reins. He never even touched them. Each morning at 5 o'clock, Pierre arrived at the stables of the milk company. Joseph was waiting for him, hitched to a wagon loaded with milk. Pierre always called out, "Good morning, my friend," as he climbed into his seat, and Joseph turned his head toward Pierre. The other drivers said that the horse smiled at Pierre. And then, without any direction from Pierre, the horse always went 3 blocks down St. Catherine Street, then turned right for 2 blocks, and then turned left 2 houses into Prince Edward Street. Joseph stopped at the first house, allowed Pierre 30 seconds to get down from his seat and put a bottle of milk at the front door, and then went on, skipping 2 houses and then stopping at the third. And so they went down the street. Then Joseph, still without any directions from Pierre, always turned around and came back along the other side. Yes, Joseph was a smart horse. "Even a blind man could carry out my task with Joseph pulling the wagon," Pierre said proudly. Part 2. So it went on for years, always the same. Pierre and Joseph both gradually grew old together. Pierre's big mustache was white now, and Joseph didn't lift his knees so high or raise his head quite as much. No one noticed that they were both getting old until Pierre appeared one day carrying a heavy walking stick. "Hey, Pierre," Jacques, the manager of the stables, called. "Are you getting tired?" "Yes, sir," Pierre said. "Getting old, legs getting tired." "You should teach the horse to carry the milk to the front door for you," Jacques told him. "He does everything else." Pierre knew every one of the 40 families he served on Prince Edward Street. The cooks knew that Pierre could neither read nor write, so instead of leaving a note in an empty bottle if someone needed additional milk, they would just call out to him as he passed. Pierre had a wonderful memory. When he arrived at the stable, he always remembered to tell Jacques who took extra milk or cream. Jacques wrote these things in a little book he carried. Most of the drivers had to make out the weekly bills and collect the money, but Jacques, liking Pierre, always did that task for him. All Pierre had to do was arrive at 5 in the morning, walk to his wagon, which was always in the same spot, and deliver the milk. He returned some 2 hours later, got down stiffly from his seat, called a happy goodbye to Jacques, and then limped slowly down the street. One morning, the president of the milk company came to check the early morning deliveries. Jacques, the manager, pointed Pierre out to him and said, "Watch how he talks to that horse. See how the horse listens and how he turns his head toward Pierre? See the look in the horse's eyes? You know, I think those two share a secret. I have often noticed it. Pierre is a good man, Mr. President, but he is getting old. I think he should retire. Can we give him a small pension? What do you think?" "But of course," the president agreed. I know Pierre. He has been on this route now for 30 years. No one has ever complained about him. Tell him it is time he rested. His salary will go on just the same. But Pierre refused to retire. He panicked at the thought of not driving Joseph every day. We are two old men, he said to Jacques. Let us grow old together. When Joseph is ready to retire, then I too will retire. Jacques, who was a kind man, understood. There was something about Pierre and Joseph that made him smile. It was as though each helped the other to be strong. When Pierre was sitting in his seat and Joseph was hitched to the wagon, they didn't seem old. But when they finished their work, then Pierre would limp down the street slowly, seeming very old indeed, and the horse's head would drop, and he would walk very slowly to his stall. Part 3. Then one morning, Jacques had terrible news for Pierre when he arrived. It was a cold morning and still very dark. The air was like ice, and snow had fallen during the night. Jacques said, Pierre, your horse is no longer with us. Joseph did not wake this morning. He was very old, Pierre. He was 25, and that is like 75 for a man. Yes, Pierre said slowly, yes, I am 75. And I cannot see Joseph again. Of course you can, Jacques said. He is over in his stall, looking very peaceful. Go over and see him. Pierre took one step forward, then turned. No, no, you don't understand, Jacques. Jacques touched his shoulder. We'll find another horse just as good as Joseph. In a month, you'll teach him to know your route as well as Joseph did. We'll... The look in Pierre's eyes stopped him. For years, Pierre had worn a heavy cap low over his eyes, as if to keep the cold wind out of them. Now Jacques looked into Pierre's eyes and saw something that shocked him. He saw a dead, lifeless look in them. It was as though his heart and soul had died. Take today off, Pierre, Jacques said. But already Pierre was limping down the street, tears streaming down his cheeks. Pierre walked to the corner and into the street. There was a warning yell from the driver of a truck that was coming fast, and there was the scream of brakes. But Pierre heard neither. 5 minutes later, an ambulance arrived. He's dead. He was killed instantly, the doctor said. I couldn't help it, the driver of the truck said. He walked right into my truck. He never saw it, I guess. He walked into it as though he was blind. The doctor bent down and said, Of course the man was blind. See his eyes? This man has been blind for 5 years. He turned to Jacques. You say he worked for you. Didn't you know he was blind? No, no, Jacques said softly. Only one knew, a friend of his named Joseph. It was a secret, I think, just between those two.